Аудиозапись номер 41. Exercise 34. Listen to the interview with Angela Bryan, who teaches English in a secondary school in London. Miss Bryan, could you tell us what makes a good teacher?
Well, it's really hard to decide who's a bad teacher or a good teacher. However, I know for sure that the teacher's personality is crucial for students' love for the subject. At school, I had a lot of good teachers. I was especially lucky with my English teacher. She was a very good teacher, and she encouraged us, her students, to read a lot and write essays, stories, and poems. Now I am a teacher myself, and I do the same with my students. We speak much about poetry during our English lessons. I encourage my students to write their own poems. Then we post these poems in our school online magazine. We share our poetry and our good attitude towards life with others. I think that the best teachers are those who are positive and get their students to feel enthusiastic and successful.
Ms. Bryan, do you think teachers should be strict nowadays?
I believe that the teachers should be firm, but I don't think they should be very strict. A strict teacher cannot accept the students' mistakes and makes them feel embarrassed and ashamed of their works. I don't think it's the right approach. In my opinion, a modern teacher should be a guide to the students. A teacher should try to encourage the students and help them realize their talents. I think it's also important to avoid criticizing students in class. For me, it's significant to make students work with enthusiasm. It's easy to do when the lesson concerns something they are interested in, their own lives, or the lives of their families, or their relatives, or their pets, or the place where they live. They really know so many interesting things about the world. I often learn from them too. I'm proud of my students. I know they are the best.